So we started the patient on lenvatinib, just hoping that he would benefit from this treatment and that the lesions in the liver were under control but large would respond to this treatment. And he was fine for a period of time. He tolerated the treatment. We had to dose reduce a little bit in the beginning, but then, you know, he tolerated the treatment. He developed some fatigue, I have to say. That was an issue for this patient, but we treated him, I believe, for 6 or 8 months approximately.
Did he have hypertension?
In this case, no. Actually, he didn't develop any hypertension, no.
So from your point of view, do you think the fatigue was related to lenvatinib?
I believe it was in his case because, you know, we don't have really any other reason to believe. You know, there was no clear tumor progression at that time.
And did he have actual objective tumor shrinkage?
No, it was a stabilization. If you remember, you know, we knew this patient, so we did scans every 8 to 10 weeks. So we knew there was nothing in the liver, and then we followed on, and there was no further growth in the lung.
So before we go on, I am kind of curious. I always ask people trying to figure out this. I mean, I don't know how relevant it is right now, but it was relevant until a couple months ago, the lenvatinib versus sorafenib. And one of the things I kind of have been trying to figure out is how do those two drugs affect quality of life? Because when I think about hypertension, I don't necessarily think about people feeling bad. But yet I have heard about fatigue and systemic problems with lenvatinib. Any way you can compare the two in terms of how people feel?
You know, that's, to be honest, my experience has been very similar with lenvatinib and sorafenib. You know, it's not that I see major differences. I think that's very hard to say.
What about hand-foot?
I was going to say, I think it's fair to say that you see more hand-foot with sorafenib. There's no question about that, yes.
So in any event, he goes on lenvatinib, has some fatigue, but tolerates it okay, I guess. And then I guess 8 or 9 months later, he has progression?
Yes. So, you know, I mentioned he didn't show an objective response. His AFP actually went down a little bit. But then, you know, it started to rise again. And, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to measure liver disease. But there were some small lesions in the liver that in combination with an increase in his AFP, which clearly suggested tumor progression,